Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey guys, good morning. Happy Monday. And this might just be the greatest Monday ever. Bill and I have been waiting for this day for something like 422 days for producer Nate, Sir Nate, to return to studio. And he is in here with us right now. Welcome back.
Welcome
back.
Thank
you guys. It feels so good to be back.
Nate, I got to say, when I first walked through the door, I didn't even recognize you.
Really? He's mountain man.
Because you got the beard, you got the longer hair, but you're wearing it well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've had a long time to figure out how to style my hair. That's been the hardest part, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah,
okay.
Trying to find any sort of product that doesn't make it look like... I know, it's weird that
I was going to say, your hair is styled. What are you talking about? It's just kind of hanging down.
Yeah, I think
you have it parted down the center.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of feathered back. It looks like a little 70s look.
Thank you.
Shall I call you Sean Cassidy? I don't know.
Sean Cassidy. Or I think Bradley Cooper. More like Bradley Cooper.
It looks 70s.
Yeah.
But you look older. You look mature.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was looking for that. And Bradley, I will take Bradley Cooper.
Look at that.
Happily.
It's the highest compliment.
Sure, yeah.
Oh my gosh. What a day today we got.
We do. Lots of really cool stuff for you guys going on today. Besides producer Nate being back and here with us. All right. So first of all, let's take care of a little business. 6:45 today. And actually every day this week, we are doing an Ellen DeGeneres show giveaway. So we're going to ask you a very easy question about her show from the day before. And then the first person who calls in with that right answer will win, ready for this, a $250 Amex gift card. And you get qualified for a virtual ticket to one of her 12 days of giveaways tapings, which is very cool. Today's question will be super easy, I promise. It's basically about how you can watch her show.
Look at that.
Okay?
Now, do you have a pen and paper? Because I'm about to tell you more stuff, all right? 7:30, Beat the Bee, your chance with a $50 gift card to Boston Market. How about that? 8:15, a $404 impossible question. Of course, it's a personal one. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they? Just after 5 o'clock today, right, producer Nate? Mark is going to announce the winner of that Disney World trip for 4.
Yes,
isn't
he
that
is.
Correct?
Absolutely.
All right. So that's going to be exciting. And also some other stuff, too.
Well, right now, what we're going to do with producer Nate.
And it's the first time we're going to be maskless doing this,
yes,
by the way.
You're right, because we are
all
now
vaccinated.
Currently considered 100% vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So without masks, we are going to go onto Facebook. We're going to do our Facebook Live Be Up Club video. With producer Nate. And if you can join us safely, please do so at B101 Philly. Well, hey, guys, good morning. Happy Monday. This is such a special day when it comes to our top fan, because I don't know if you know this, but our Be Up Club has gone international.
It has.
And our top fan today is a man by the name of Michael Fitzgerald. Literally, he lives in Tipperary, Ireland.
And it looks like one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yeah, he's constantly posting pictures of the town up on our Facebook page at B101 Philly. But he became a top fan because he liked our Facebook page actually like over a year ago. And he is constantly commenting on our Be Up Club. And he's an awesome guy.
Yeah, you might have even heard him on St. Paddy's Day when we had him as our special guest. You know, we got to do a little international visit, you know, and go visit him.
I would love to.
Yeah, absolutely.
That accent.
Only problem is he doesn't drink.
No. Oh.
That's what he told us.
He did. He literally said on St. Patty's Day that he doesn't drink. That's okay, Michael.
That's fine, Michael. A little boring, but that's okay.
Oh, Bill, but congratulations. Absolutely. And we're so happy to have you as our top fan today.
Top Fan is sponsored by our friends at T-Mobile. Go to b101philly.com/T-Mobile to find out how to enter T-Mobile's Gratitude Tuesday sweepstakes for the chance to win a $500 Visa gift card.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1. Well, we have literally been waiting 422 days for our morning show producer, Sir Nate, to return to studio. Today is the day.
Yes.
He is here with us right now. And if you have missed him as much as we have, we've decided to do something this morning kind of special with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Producer Nate may not enjoy this, but I think we certainly will. You guys can call in right now and you can ask him anything you like. Now, he may not answer it, just warning you, but you can ask him anything. And I want to start. I want to kick things off here. All right. I'm just curious. Be honest. How many pounds have you gained over these 400 something days? I know that sounds like a rude question, but let me follow that up with, you look like you kept yourself in pretty good shape.
Thank you.
Have you lost or gained weight?
So it was funny. I lost weight, then I gained weight, and then I lost weight again. So, yeah, at the beginning, I lost a little bit of muscle mass, so I lost weight, and then I gained a good bit of, you know, the bad poundage. I probably got up maybe 20 pounds at the most.
Pounds?
I gained at the most.
Whoa.
And then I'm probably back down to about like 8 or 9 above where I used to be. But I was at the gym like 4 or 5 days a week before quarantine. I was running sometimes 4 or 5 miles a day. So I'm at a normal weight for, you know, what I used to be.
Yeah, they look pretty normal.
Thank
I was just
you.
Curious.
Thank you.
Well,
I think
some of that weight that he may have gained a little bit had something to do with all the hair that's on his head.
True.
Because my question is, do you plan to shave this quarantine beard or is it staying?
For the most part, the quarantine beard is going to stay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always had a little bit of scruff no matter what. It has gotten longer though, but I feel like with the hair being longer, the beard being longer just kind of came naturally.
Yeah, it goes together.
Know.
It's a good
does.
Combo.
Yeah.
It all blends.
Yeah, all right. And with the hair, I think I need a reason to cut the hair off at this point.
You got a new look, and it's good to have you back.
It is great to be back, Bill.
All right, here's your chance again, guys, to ask producer Nate, Sir Nate, anything you'd like. 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101. B101. Well, happy Monday, guys. Very exciting here on the morning show because Nate is back and we have some other cool stuff to tell you about.
You are really going to like this. So the Ellen DeGeneres Show wants to spread some May goodness. So they're giving you guys a chance right now to win a $250 Amex gift card and then be entered to win the grand prize. And what it is a virtual ticket to one of Ellen's 12 days of giveaways. So what you want to do is watch Ellen every weekday at 3 p.m. on NBC 10. Count on it. And then listen for us at 6:45 the next morning to ask you a question about the previous day's show. And I promise it's going to be a very easy question. And it's an easy way to win, too, because it's just going to be the first person who calls in with the right answer. And that person will get the $250 gift card and will be entered to win the grand prize. All right. Are you guys ready for today's question? This one is super easy because I basically just gave you the answer. All right, here it is. What time and channel is the Ellen DeGeneres Show on? What time and channel right here in Philadelphia? First person with the right answer is the winner. So give us a call right now. Our number, 888-333-B101. Good luck, 888-333-B101. Hey, good morning. It's B101. Who is this?
Good morning. It's Erica.
Well, Erica, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, as you know, wants to spread some May goodness by giving you the chance to win a $250 Amex gift card and also be entered to win the grand prize of a virtual ticket to one of her 12 days of giveaways tapings, which is amazing. And the first person who calls in, right, with the right answer to the daily question about Ellen's show will be the winner. Let's see if it's going to be you, Erica. So the question is today, what time and channel is the Ellen DeGeneres Show on?
It's on at 3 o'clock, NBC 10.
You got it. Congratulations, Erica.
Woo, thank you.
See, super easy. And you won a $250 Amex gift card. And yes, you are now qualified to win that virtual ticket to go to one of her 12 days of giveaways tapings.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you for listening to B101. Thank you for watching the Ellen DeGeneres Show. If you can hang on I'll get all your information, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Don't go anywhere. So make sure you guys watch the Ellen DeGeneres Show today, as Erica just said, at 3 p.m. on NBC 10. Count on it. And then listen tomorrow morning at 6:45 for us to ask you a question about today's show right here on B101.
Oh, well, happy Monday. And, you know, it is for us because today in studio, we finally get back our very own producer, Sir Nate. He is physically back in studio with us for the first time in like over 400 days.
So we thought it would be fun if you guys called in and you can ask him anything you want. Mm-hmm. Now, he might not think it's all that fun. He may not answer, mm-hmm. but you guys can go ahead with any of your questions. So on the phone first, a friend of the show, Sean Hamilton, what's your question for Sir Nate?
Where did he meet his girlfriend?
Ooh. Oh, that's actually a good one. I actually met her at a prior job that I had. I trained her as an intern.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was. I was the intern at the time, and we were transitioning over. So I spent a week training her. And then, but that was like 3 or 4 years ago, actually.
Look at that. Now, who had a crush on who first? There's a follow up question for you.
I'm going to be honest. I think we both did. Uh-huh. But she was at that point in a 2.5 year relationship.
And you broke that up.
I did not break. I'm not. No, I am not.
Hands are
not
up in
that.
The air.
Nope, that was not me. This
Sean,
happened after.
Thank you for asking Producer Nate that question. We are moving on.
Thank you.
I'd be one-on-one. Who's this?
You want to guess?
Is this Pam?
President Pam Irwin.
All right, we have president of our B-Up Club, Pam Irwin, on the line. Would you like to ask Nate a question?
I would. Mr. Nate, do you plan on hiding behind that big, monstrous screen of yours?
I don't know if I would call it hiding. I am standing up looking at Jen right now.
Yeah. I actually can see, from his chin up.
Oh, you can see him.
Only chin up.
I will be behind the monitor most of the time, yes.
It is so huge.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Is it like just a shield or like that extra protection?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, sometimes Jen gets mad at me, so I have to hide behind it,
please.
You know?
Pam, it was crazy. Like, when we walked in one day, and he just had this, like, movie screen in front of him.
We think he's watching Netflix. President Pam Irwin, thanks for calling in for Producer Nate.
Thanks, guys.
It's good to hear from you, Pam.
Hey, guys, coming up, we have something very cool. You can win at 7:30 when we play Beat the Bee. Your chance at a $50 gift card to Boston Market. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill with Sir Nate on Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to get up to date with Sir Producer Nate, who for the first time in 422 days literally is here in studio with us.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It feels awesome to be back,
well,
honestly.
It's so awesome to have you, although I see you still have the quarantine look going. Mm-hmm. We have the long hair. We've got the beard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You didn't clean up.
That's right.
I cleaned up a little bit. I shaved the neck. Come on.
Okay.
Does that count?
All right.
Maybe? I don't know.
I predict he will have the beard shaved down and the hair cut within a month.
I think he likes this look.
I think, but
he's going to keep it as long
as possible. I think for the summer, though, you're going to clean it up a little bit. That's just my prediction.
I have thought about cutting the hair for the summer just because of the heat and the humidity. So it does get a little annoying, but
do the ponytail thing.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try to get it back into a ponytail. I tried once.
He's we can playing see if with it his works. Hair right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. We can see if it works.
Now, I know Jen is very excited, especially having you back, because, you know, it's kind of like a Mother's Day present for her.
Aww.
You know, she had
I
said that
on could be your
the
mother.
Air.
I'm not.
Well,
but
I was gonna,
I'm old
yes.
enough to be your mother.
That's true.
You have. and you does have a real mother, a real mom. And I heard you did something very cool for your mom. Please tell everyone.
Yeah, so my mother, Donna, for Mother's Day yesterday, me and my brothers, if you guys know what Cameo is, where you like pay the celebrities to
yes.
do a special message.
Yes.
So we had Aunt Mary Pat.
I love it.
Yeah, actually
Whoa.
Do a cameo for my mom. My mom absolutely loves Aunt Mary Pat. She wants to go see her live as soon as she can.
That's awesome.
And along with it, Aunt Mary Pat sent her a shot of Fireball.
That's
oh my
awesome.
Gosh,
yeah.
That came with it.
Yeah, one of the little bottles of Fireball.
So she literally said Donna Weaver, like she said your mom's name and all
mm-hmm.
that. And what
yep.
was your mom's reaction?
Oh, she was ecstatic.
Aww. That is
as
amazing.
As soon as she saw Aunt Mary Pat come on the screen, because we played it on like our big screen
yeah.
TV mm-hmm. in the living room. She freaked out, and then at the end, she was so excited. She doesn't do liquor at all, but she took a sip of the Fireball.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Now, were your brothers jealous? Did you go in on it with them?
It was all of us.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
good.
All of
all
us
right.
went in together on it. It was from all three of us.
Okay. Because I would say that's a hard act to follow. That's
yeah.
a very
yeah.
good, very yeah. good gift.
Well, I'm so glad your mom had a great Mother's mm-hmm. Day. I'm so glad you're back in studio,
mm-hmm.
Producer Nate.
Thank
I can't
you.
Call you, sir. I don't know. Producer Nate is still just his
what,
name.
His
you know
name.
What I mean, Bill?
Yeah. We're giving you too many. We're going to stick with Producer Nate.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's completely
okay.
Fine. Right, and now anybody else can call me sir. I don't take offense to that. I'll take it any day.
All right. Well, Producer Nate, while you were gone working remotely, our IQ, you know, grows so fast. It's $404 this morning at 8:15 when we play. But make sure you're listening to win all that cash again very shortly right here on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$404 in the IQ jackpot this morning. It's a personal one. I have 9 of these, while Jen has none. What are they?
Hey, Jim, what is your guess?
I'm going to say tropical fish.
Tropical fish. I would love to have a fish, but here's the thing. I don't trust myself.
To do what?
I don't think I'd be a good fish daddy. I'm afraid of the fish dying because when I was very young, I got one of those goldfish in the plastic bags, and it died within a day.
I know, but they tend Traumatic. To. That's the problem. That had nothing to do with you.
I don't know. I still blame myself, Jim. I have to go to therapy for
He's
that.
He's traumatized.
I'm traumatized, but
not the tropical fish.
Not it.
Have a nice day. Thanks again.
You know, it has nothing. There's a good clue. It has nothing to do with animals. How about that? We'll start off with a Monday morning clue.
I like it. All right. So, yeah, Bill's got 9 of these. I don't have any. What are they? Don't worry about animals. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with those.
Nothing to do with
Keep
pets.
Keep calling with your guesses, because if you do guess it right, you're going to win our jackpot. It's $404 today. 888-333-B101.
$404 in the IQ jackpot this morning, and it's a personal impossible question. I have 9 of these, while Jen has none. What are they?
Hey, Melissa, good morning. What do you think the answer is?
Hey, good morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
I'm going to go with shot glasses.
That's a good one.
I know it's a little off-brand, but I wish I had a B101 shot glass.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't think they've ever made them, nor will they ever.
All right. Great guess, Melissa. But not shot glasses.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Guy can dream. Mm-hmm. All right, we have an 11-year-old Morgan on the line. Now, it's a personal IQ. I have 9 of these. Jen has none. What are they? What's your answer, Morgan?
Trophies.
Oh, my most prized trophy. I won a chili cook-off in 2010 in Maryland. And that, to me, is my greatest accomplishment.
And do you have it displayed?
It's in my basement, in my
Very
trophy
nice.
Case. Look at that.
I want to know if Morgan has any trophies. Do you, Morgan?
No.
That's okay. You will.
You'll win many awards, Morgan.
You but there? Unfortunately, you're not winning the IQ. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That is not the answer, but a great guess.
Thank you.
Thank you. Diane, how about you? What's your guess?
I'm going to say bottles of perfume or cologne.
Well, Jen, you use perfume.
I do not.
You don't use any perfume?
No.
Oh, I smelled you once or twice. I thought you had something. It might have been the soap you were using.
Could have been soap. It could have been dry shampoo.
Could have been.
Sometimes I use that, and that stuff smells awesome.
Yeah, I was the cologne king in high school.
I bet
had a
you
locker.
Were.
All the guys came for a spritz. I had the Halston Z14, the Polo, the Jacques Noir, all of it.
He but still has it.
I still have it, and I have like 20. Not it, but good try, Diane.
Okay, thank you.
So we are going to add another $101 to this jackpot tomorrow morning at 8:15. Very nice. We'll be up to $505. For you.
This is a personal IQ. I have 9 of these while Jen has none. What are they? Answer correctly, yeah. $505 for you tomorrow morning. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be on top of it, entertainment-wise, sponsored by Dell Technologies. All right, if you watched SNL this weekend to see host Elon Musk and musical guest Miley Cyrus, you were hardly alone. This is pretty amazing. The show's ratings were up over 33%. Over the episodes on March 27th, April 3rd, and April 10th. One amazing skit, though, that they did was about the HBO Max show Mayor of Easttown, starring Kate Winslet. I don't know if you guys watch this. Bill and I both do. It's great. But what she does is, and you guys know she's English, not only does she do an American accent, she does a very strong Delco accent, okay, on this show. And in this skit, they had every single character just overdo it. It's really funny. Watch it on YouTube. It's called Murder Dirter.
Yep. One of the best lines is one of the guys, he's like, don't eat your Wawa hoagie over the crime scene. It was classic.
It's great.
It really is a
well
lot of
done,
fun.
Bill.
Well, that wasn't too bad, right? I lived here long enough, right? How about this? Taylor Swift, Jen, for all of her accomplishments, has gone next level. She's done something so incredible. She actually appeared on an AP U.S. government and politics exam for high school students this year. How about that? It's reported that the test used Taylor to ask how voter registration laws affect citizen participation.
I'm so confused.
I am confused as well, because we don't, that's all we know about this question. But she's been very politically outspoken in recent years.
She has been, you're right.
Which is kind of interesting. Everyone thinks she likes to play it safe. She's in the mushy middle. Who knows? One day a career in politics? Could you see it?
Absolutely. You never took an AP course, did you?
No.
I don't even know either.
I don't even know what. It's a miracle I even graduated high school.
I don't even know what AP stands for.
I have zero idea.
Yes, I do. I think it might be advanced placement, but I could be wrong.
Is that right, Producer Nate? He's shaking it.
Yeah, that's right. I actually took the class.
Look at that.
Oh, he's so smart. Producer Nate is back in studio with us, by the way. If you're just joining the show, yay, Nate!
Go, Nate. That's why we need him. He's our fact checker.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That is Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.